Sitting looking out the window of the 19th floor to the street below. Paris. On the morning after, I try not to fall. I try not to fall. I'm falling for the romance, I'm falling for the stone, I'm falling for the man at home. I'm falling for the road, I'm falling for the road. So I head to the river and I wander the walls. I cross over bridges to stare on and on. I'm searching for my song. I've been searching all along. Now I'm sitting looking out the window of another home. Every morning after, the leaves, how they fall, I watch them as I
That's Joanna Chapman Smith live on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's now Saturday, although I get confused because it feels like I've been here for a week, having an absolutely amazing time. Fabulous music, wonderful community. Some people call it homecoming weekend for the musicians and the music industry of Ontario. Certainly a very special occasion. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that Joanna Chapman Smith was one of the highlights from last year's Folk Music Ontario. We had a wonderful session, which if you check out our website at folkrootsradio.com, you can listen to again. I certainly encourage you to do that. We started off today with a live version of the beautiful song Paris from her album Love Me Deeply. And we had a trumpet on there as well, didn't we, Joanna?
So it's very similar to a trumpet. What you're actually hearing is called a flugelhorn, and it was played by Ewan Divitt, who is my very talented accompanist. I've been touring with him this summer around to the different festivals, and I always love to brag that my side musician is also Canada's only trumpet maker. so that's Ewan Divitt.
So does he make flugelhorns as well? Or?
Eventually. He makes trumpets right now.
That's a little more complicated than a trumpet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, probably more demand for trumpets. What do you think, Ewan? Yeah, he's nodding and saying yes.
So what's, I feel like saying, well, let's check in. What's new in your world since we last chatted?
Oh, well, it's been a wonderful year. I played some... Well, what happened last year? I had a crowdfunding campaign for this album that I'm making, and people were very generous, and we met our goal. And so I've been recording that with Ken Whiteley. It's got 12 songs from around... they're not from around the world. I'm from here, but they're based on folktales that are from around the world. And I tell stories. I'm not doing that today, or maybe I will. I don't know. But I realized when I started working on this project with Ken that the only way to really do this material justice was to have a story on the album, and then I realized I had to write a new contemporary folktale to contextualize all these songs that are from such different places. So I've finally done that. It's been a long, interesting, creative road, and the album's coming together. I'm working with an illustrator to make a book for it. Andrea Farrow, she's so talented. So yeah, and I'm touring to Europe soon. Things, lots of things are happening.
And I think the album's going to be called Folktale. Is that right?
Well, it was going to be called Folktales, but now since I've got this story, the working title of the story is Elon and the City of Stone.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it's, I'll just give you a teaser. It begins in a desert that's always shifting and changing. And it's quite a treacherous desert. And when people wander in, they never wander out. So one day a team of nomads decide that once and for all, they're going to conquer that desert. So they travel far and wide and they collect stones, mountains of stones, and bring them to the center of that desert, the heart of the desert. And they build the great city of stone. And that's where the rest of the story takes place.
So you tell the story and then slide into the song? Is that how it would happen?
Well, the album, it starts with a song because I have this anthem. I co-wrote it with a man named David Stone. And it begins like this. It goes, shall I tell you stories? And then we go from there.
And that's wonderful. And if anyone has not realized this, if you're new to Joanna Chapman Smith, I should mention that she is a wonderful storyteller as well as a singer-songwriter. And obviously, in just the few minutes we've been together today, you'll realize that she is great when performing live. You still do storytelling in schools, and
I have a school program. Yeah. I've been actually teaching in schools a lot, and I've been doing more and more storytelling. I actually sat on the board for Storytelling Toronto in this past year, and it was so great to be in the city and really getting to know the landscape of who's doing what. There's a very active and well-established community of storytellers here that there's actually an evening on Friday nights they have. If you're interested in storytelling and you come to Toronto, every Friday night for the past, I think, 35 years, there's been an event called 1001 Nights of Storytelling. And you can track them down. They're usually at Innes College. There's a website. And people just, you know, it doesn't matter what the weather's like. It doesn't matter if it's a holiday. These people come and they tell stories. They gather together and they tell stories.
And that's wonderful. I mean, that's where the magic takes place, isn't
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Getting together and telling stories. Let's just talk briefly about the school program, because I think you do work. You've been working in some First Nations communities, is that right?
Oh, I'm just talking to some people about up north. I haven't actually done that.
Okay.
But I've been working. Where have I been? I went over to British Columbia a lot, and I worked up north there. And met some, see, every time I start saying anything, I'm just going to turn into a tangent. Up north, I worked with this amazing community, and because it's so small, they can't really support a professional musician living there. So they are hungry for music. And as someone who loves music and also loves teaching, when I went up there, it was such a wonderful synergistic, I don't know if that's a real word, experience, because they were hungry for it. I had music and I showed up, and for the first time in my life, I had a group of people sign up to take a music theory workshop. And I was like, oh, really? You want to do the boring stuff? And they were like, yes, please tell us the boring stuff. And it wasn't boring at all. And I worked with all ages, from, you know, the little kids up to the older people in the community. And it was in a mountain town, and one of the nice things about being there was that there are some people who are as stoic as the mountains living up there, and they don't really talk too quickly, and they don't talk too much. But if you just spend some time with them, and you're lucky, all of a sudden that boulder starts to move. And the stories that come out of these people living in the mountains, you know, seeing cougars and interacting with them every day, having these amazing lives that fit in so closely with nature around there. Yeah, it's quite special, some of the things they have to share.
That's very cool. I'd love to be at one of your sessions. It sounds like it's lots of fun when you're telling stories like this.
Oh, thank you.
You have a guitar. You've already played a track live for us, The Beautiful Paris we started off with. How about you play something else?
Sure. Well, since we just spoke about these mountain people, I'm going to share a song that I wrote based on one of my favorites who I got close to. I've renamed her to protect her privacy, but in the song, I've called her June.
Here we go.
June sits and looks over her mother's shoulder. Everyone's older. And June, she has her place in the pack. And in the town there is a mighty mountain range that bears the family's names. And June, she knows she's facing the fact that when a body's gone, you can lose one you loved. It's not for the faint of heart, but you rise and do your part. And it's a long, hard way to go, standing tall for those you know are breaking down. But being there is beauty like a mountain. And as each day her mother walks on ice and snow, taking it nice and slow, June's there, keeping her place in the pack. There are the hard days and there are the better days when she remembers names. And June, you know she's facing the fact that when a mind is gone, you can lose one you loved. It's not for the faint of heart to rise up and do your part. And it's a long, hard way to go, standing tall for those you know are breaking down. And being there is beauty like a mountain. June has a house, a boy, a banjo, and a life. She has lived in this place, a mother and a wife. She's healed from her ills, her sorrows and her strife. She's a mountain, she's a mountain. June has a chair, a banjo, the sky and the view. She can sit, she can play, look for miles at the blue and the green. It grows when she plays a lovely tune. She's a mountain, she's a mountain. It's a long, long, hard way to go, standing tall for those you know are breaking down. But being there is beauty like a mountain. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, being there is beauty like a mountain.
That's Joanna Chapman Smith with a new song, June, live on Folk Roots Radio today. Now, is that song going to appear on the new album when it comes out, or is that a song for a future album?
It's a song for a future album. Yeah, you know, I love doing these albums that are sort of cohesive. They have a theme or a world that they live in, and I've been working with folktales and I'm so passionate about it. But of course, I'm still going around and I'm meeting amazing people with their own stories. So I almost feel like, you know, stories of people that I meet along the way is another possible album.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because that's exactly what I was just thinking.
Oh, really?
It might be kind of cool to, I don't know what the working title would be, people or something, because the stories of these people's lives and
right?
Then, the actual song to go with it is kind of cool. And I would love to have sleeve notes that would talk about the individual and then you would listen to the song.
I wish I had always, you know, known what I know now, which, because when I first started touring, I didn't realize that the real pleasure of touring is the people that you meet and the stories that you get to hear. And my radar wasn't out for it. I didn't really understand that people had so much to offer. And when it finally twigged for me, I started to enjoy touring so much more, because now when I meet these people, I do it just, it's as if, you know, it's as if you're finding a waterfall, you know, and it's a beautiful waterfall. I have another song based on a fellow I met in Germany, a young fellow, and he was, I was taking the trains all around Europe on a tour, and he was on his way to Kissing, Germany, which is where he lived, and he was an attractive young guy, and he had a tattoo on the back of his neck, and we struck up a conversation, and he seemed really nervous, and it slowly came out that he was actually about to head off to Afghanistan for his first service. And he was really nervous, and I just listened, you know? I mean, someone's about to head off. He thought he might never make it back because he was going to be doing medic work, and apparently that's very volatile. So I just listened. I didn't say, oh, war is wrong, you know, this guy's about to go. And he told me he was very young, and the reason he was going was because he wanted to get over to America so that he could drive a fancy car, see the beaches, and try and meet some pretty girls. And that's why he was going to war.
Which is interesting because he has this real vision of a future. Mm. I mean, not to sidetrack the conversation, but I think a lot of the people, you know, who go into service have this clear idea. It's not just about, you know, doing something for your country. I think a lot of it is the hope that somehow they will be able to set themselves on a road that'll give them a good life.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like looking at your own prospects by offering yourself to something that...
It's like the Folk Music Ontario Conference. You know, you're here to obviously showcase your music.
Yeah.
Get an opportunity to...
Are you comparing this conference to a war? Is that what you're doing right
to
now?
To promote yourself. But it's... Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's play another song.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us this time?
This one's called The Crystal Heart, and it's based on a Vietnamese folktale. So here we go. From the perspective of a fisherman. He sang, my love is like a flower floating on the breeze. My love is like a moonbeam shining on the sea. My love is like a blossom that opens in the spring. My love is like a fragrance ever lingering. He had the heart and the song of a singer. He gave them to her, but she gave them back. He couldn't stay there forever and never be bound with her. He had to make sure that his heart, it wouldn't crack. So layer after layer as he lay in his bed, he let the sorrow harden as she swam in his head, till his grief had grown so wide that he died with a crystal heart. Crystal heart. She had the heart and the ways of a river, ran ever quicker. And she never stopped. She married off to another, her other love lost to her. But late at night, the singer's song would fill her thoughts. So layer after layer as she crept out of bed, she listened to the music as he sang in her head, till her grief had grown so wide that she cried for a crystal heart. His crystal heart. He sang, my love is like a flower
floating on the breeze. My love is like a moonbeam shining on the seas. My love is like a blossom that opens in the spring. My love is like a fragrance ever lingering.
That's Joanna Chapman Smith with another new song. That's Crystal Heart, live on Folk Roots Radio today. Now, I'm assuming that will go on the new album.
That's right.
And just remind us again what the working title for the new album is going to be. It's an album of folk tales. Elon?
Elon and the City of Stone.
Sounds like a beautiful title. I like that title very much.
Thanks, Jen. Yeah.
Can we talk about future plans? Obviously, this album is going to come out sometime in the next year. You're hoping for perhaps a spring launch for this?
I think so. So I'm working with an illustrator right now, and it's my first time doing that and making a book. So, you know, that won't be ready till April anyway. So we either will release right after that or we'll do it in the fall, whatever makes sense, you know. Yeah.
And if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Visit the website, www.joannacs.com, Joanna C.S. And anyone who's listening to this, I would love to hear from you via Facebook or anything. Just say hi, say you heard it. And yeah, thank you so much for having me, Jen.
It's been a great pleasure having you join us today. We're going to finish with another song from one of your albums. We're going to go back to Contraries today.
Ooh.
For a song entitled Arbitrary Lives.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like about my life. Tell me about Arbitrary Lives.
Well, I was hanging out with some political folks, and I guess I still do that, but anyway, I have a sort of ethnically ambiguous look, I like to say, and a couple of my friends do and did, and one of my friends was really struggling with, because one of the first things people always ask you is the first line of this song. And so this song was inspired by a sort of contentious thing that happens in Canada all the time, and sometimes it's quite innocent, but underlying it, there, you know, there's something there that niggles, and we wonder why do people need to know this, and what's happening in our culture. But yeah, anyway, enjoy.
This is Joanna Chapman Smith with Arbitrary Lines from the album Contraries. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And as always, it's a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Jan. Take care.
Where are you from, or better yet, where are your parents from, or should I ask, after your particles, your ashes and your dust? These arbitrary lines, they're getting in my way, they're getting in my way. These arbitrary lines, they're getting in my way. Getting in my way. So what is pure and when is right? How unnatural and real? Where do these lines first come from? Who marks them down? Arbitrary lines, they're getting in my way. They're getting in my way. These arbitrary lines, they're getting in my way. They're getting. Thank you. He took my heart, he took my home, he took everything I own. But who am I to draw a line that says what's his and what is mine? But then again, sometimes I need a line to lead.